I happen to be old enough, just barely, to remember the Kennedy-Nixon campaign of 1960. That was the presidential election when the process really started morphing into show business, when television performance skill became a job requirement. Nixon and Kennedy had the first debate ever between candidates on television.
I think Mr. Nixon is an effective leader of his party. I hope he would grant me the same. The question before us is, which point of view and which party do we want to lead the United States?
Mr. Nixon, would you like to comment on that statement?
I have no comment.
Kennedy won the debates because of his performing skill. He was convincingly witty and debonair and earnest, and he won the election. When Richard Nixon was running again 8 years later, he'd learned the show business lesson in his fashion. He went on the hip primetime comedy show laughing.
Sock it to me?
Thus humanizing himself. Slightly. Since then, whether or not the best man has won, the better TV performer always has. Jimmy Carter over Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton over all comers, even the two George Bushes, neither of whom are very good performers, over Mike Dukakis and Al Gore, who were even worse. Nowadays, every president and would-be president strives to put on a good show. Some weeks ago, John Kerry dressed up in a leather jacket and rode a Harley Davidson onto the Tonight Show set for his guest appearance.
Senator John Kerry, there you are.
Not unlike when, a little over a year ago, the current President Bush dressed up in a Navy flight suit and flew a warplane onto an aircraft carrier for his guest appearance there. So they're all actors and spokesmodels in our contemporary political theater. But what about actual artistic performances? I'm not aware of presidents doing Shakespeare or modern dance, but according to Andy Lancet, there are some musical performances to consider, and it didn't start with Clinton.
All in all, it's a slim show of musical talent on the part of our commanders-in-chief. Thomas Jefferson and John Tyler played the violin. Warren Harding is said to have had some facility with the alto horn and cornet, and Calvin Coolidge reportedly let loose every now and then on a harmonica. Some have argued that it's no surprise President Clinton chose a wind instrument to express his musical and artistic self, but criticism aside, there's little doubt his sax-wielding appearance on the Arsenio Hall show was a turning point for his campaign for the presidency. And here, when he jammed at a jazz club in Prague in July 1994, he was perhaps the kind of diplomat no one could argue with. President Harry Truman reportedly was a youngster who never needed prodding to practice his piano lessons. It's said he used to get up at 5 a.m. to practice for 2 hours. The fact is, music was his passion after politics. And he often said that if he had been a good pianist, he never would have become president. On October 11, 1957, in Kansas City, Missouri, Truman delivered this rendition of the Black Hawk Waltz. When he was in office, a Steinway was one of the few pieces of furniture he had moved from the White House to Blair House while the White House was being renovated. That piano eventually made its way back to Truman thanks to President Nixon, who returned it to the former president on March 21, 1969.
Mr. President and Mrs. Truman, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special privilege and honor today, and that is to present to President Truman the piano he used when he was in the White House during the years he was in Washington.
When presenting the piano to Truman, Nixon sat down and produced this opus. Nixon was by all accounts a fairly good pianist, as non-professionals go. And to be fair, I don't think this was his best work, but it's all I was able to locate at the Nixon Materials Project at the National Archives. Nixon also played the violin, clarinet, saxophone, and accordion. And like Truman, he commented that he often thought that if there had been a good rap group around in his day, he might have chosen a career in music instead of politics. But we'll leave that for the historians to ponder. Now that our presidents and would-be presidents are all confirmed baby boomers, there's always the chance that one of them was in a rock band. So it's no surprise John Kerry was caught here in the early 1960s playing bass with the Electras, a group of seven attending St. Paul's Prep in New Hampshire. While the Electras never went beyond some dances, parties, and the school prom, they did cut an album with a pressing of about 500 copies, which will now do quite well on eBay, if you can find it. But we can be thankful for one thing, that President Lyndon Johnson never pursued a career as a vocalist. Here, the former president joined his dog, Yuki, for a few bars on September 18th, 1972.
Come on, sing for me.
If put to a vote, I'll take Clinton on the saxophone any day. For Studio 360, I'm Andy Lancet. ¶¶